is it some type of game, bitch?
Need like a Cuban.
We're kind of balancing each other out right now.
I feel like I need a Cuban. I love that he thought that I was bisexual. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just gives me like.
I mean, you used to fuck girls, didn't you?
I had sex with one girl.
Oh.
It was nice.
It was good.
Yeah, she had good cat. It was really nice.
Was it only one time?
Yeah, it was one time.
Why?
I just knew I liked guys.
Oh, okay. So you didn't want to continue that?
Mm-mm. I didn't really care to at the time. I love niggas like I always did.
But you didn't want no shorty on the side?
Like, no.
It wasn't enough for you to be like,
damn. It was really good. Like, she was so clean. It was really good.
Yeah.
But I like guys more.
Uh-huh.
Always did. Like, I love everything about a nigga. Like, they hands, they body, the way they smell, the way they walk, the way they talk. Like, I don't admire women in that way. Like, I admire women in a different way.
You know, I could say the same thing about myself, because I have experienced something with a girl, but I've never done anything to the girl.
They ate your cookie cat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember I told you that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember, guys?
And
what episode was that?
I don't remember.
You talked about it and you said she was...
It was cool, but it just wasn't...
Not cool.
It just wasn't...
And you were scared that she was going to find the episode.
Yeah.
You think she'll find this one?
She might.
She'll be all right. What could you say would be constructive criticism for her?
Come in.
Why is he knocking? He know damn well to never knock.
Oh, my God.
Is the door locked?
Oh, did you lock it?
How I'ma lock it? You do the wrong came in.
Oh my God. That's what it was. I ain't saving it for another time. Sorry, I was going to boom.
Come on, we got work to do.
We got.
I'm happy you here.
We got 18 minutes.
We got 18 minutes. They talking about, oh, it's a strict time. But, they got people coming. Yeah. Oh, look who it is, ladies and gentlemen.
For sure.
I'm so mad. Dom is not here to give us our applause. Dom is not here. She would have given the applause. Hi, are you high?
Huh? No. I'm cool.
Are you high?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Thank you.
I actually quit smoking.
You did? Why?
Well, actually, I didn't quit smoking, but I'm not gonna smoke for a while.
You just smoked a vape, like.
That's not. You're taking a little. That's break. Not the real smoking.
A little cleanse.
I'm not smoking weed.
Why are you not smoking weed?
Because I'm.
No, what's the real reason? Why are you not smoking weed?
Because, well, the real. Can we do our intro?
What's going on, y'all? My name is Kirk Valentino.
And my name is Belange.
My name is Derek Mohanit.
Welcome back to Playtime is Over, episode 41, where they bootleg my mixtape out in Nigeria. Hit up Amadou. He can meet the criteria.
Damn.
So, why are you not smoking weed?
Back it up.
I think because I work nightlife.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is slowing me down. Like, I'll come home, smoke a spliff, and go to fuck the bed, and not wake up till like 3 in the afternoon.
Wow.
And you don't think it's the kind? What you, sativa or?
I mean,
it don't matter.
If I'm gonna smoke, I'm gonna smoke to where, like, yeah, I'm trying to be at a peaceful vibe. So I need me a good indica.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I really don't want to be a lazy bitch.
A lazy ass bitch. Yeah. So, okay, you said that, but you don't think it's the nightlife too? Like, you're working. So,
oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. I think it's so the combination
there,
of the
both. You gotta be on point in there too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
And then on top of that, I drink a lot.
You drink a lot. So are you giving up drinking?
Nah. She ain't doing
I'm going to slow down on drinking.
But you're not giving up drinking.
Okay. I'm not going to give it up. But I've slowed down for sure.
Okay.
What about you? You drink? Do you drink at all?
I drink. I love to drink. Okay. But I don't drink as often as I would like to.
Yeah.
When I'm drunk, it's okay. Like.
Kirk is lightweight.
Oh, yeah? It's like that?
No, I'm not lightweight. Well, with the cheap stuff, I'm lightweight. Yeah. But when I'm drunk, I'm like really over the top. Like.
Happy drunk.
Happy drunk.
Happy drunk. Extra drunk. I love you.
Shit, very lit.
Dancing
very
drunk.
Yeah, I'm dancing. I'm very sentimental. I love you. I care about you. I'm giving you flowers. I'm telling you.
Let me take the cup. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I love you too, gang.
I really,
if you've never heard Kirk say I love you, get him drunk.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's like the time. And like, everything is super emotional for me. Like, it's just, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Tap into a different place. Yeah.
What about you?
I do both. I definitely cut back on drinking as much, more so because I feel like if I get to that point where I can't control what I'm doing, like, that shit is just embarrassing. You feel me? Like,
yeah. Wow.
And I'm too big for certain shit. Like, yeah, you can't just carry me out. You gotta let me sit there and come back. So
were you bigger than what you are now?
At one point in time. Yeah, at one point in time. Nothing too crazy. Both though, small and bigger.
Oh, yeah. Your weight fluctuates.
Yeah, definitely with kids though. With kids, it just slowed me down. So I put on more weight.
When you had kids.
For sure.
You have my daughter.
I got two.
You have two. How many babies' mothers do you have?
One.
Okay. Are y'all still together?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, y'all are? Yeah. Y'all are family?
This is a surprise.
Wow.
We're not treating the community right.
No, we love this for us.
This is good because...
Is she black?
Yeah. She's from St. Thomas.
Oh, she's a Caribbean girl.
Yeah,
I love
South
that.
South Florida, you know?
My aunt lives in St. Thomas. Shout out to my auntie Tonya.
No, it's small. They would know each other probably, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. I won't put her business out there.
From St. Thomas. Virgin, not... I don't know.
Well, that's in Virgin Islands, yeah.
Yes.
But St. Thomas is so small to where... You know, she's from, like, the Vonnie side.
Oh, I don't know that deep into it. I haven't spoken to her in years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so y'all still together.
Yeah.
And you have girls. Your girl dad.
My oldest is a son. My oldest is a boy.
So oh, your
he's
oldest
nine,
is a boy.
My daughter's four. Yep.
Oh, you have both. That's what I want. I want, like, a son and a daughter. But you want a daughter.
Yeah, I want a daughter.
Just one?
I
or you
mean,
just know you want a daughter.
I just know I want a daughter.
Why you give me son? You give me son vibes. Like, you have a son.
Yeah, you're a boy mom.
And he'll be bad as fuck.
It's not bad.
And you just
want to. I'm a boy mom.
And you're going to be cursing him.
Oh my God.
You're going to be cursing him the fuck out.
I would never curse my baby out.
Sit the fuck down.
You know what's crazy? I'm really the friend. Like, maybe it's going to take until I actually have kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so patient with children. So patient with children. Like, I don't have.
They'll test you.
There's not. They will test you, but I've babysat all of my friends' kids and they've never ever pushed me to the point where I feel tested or I felt like I had to yell at them. Anytime I've given them like a good, at least stern talking to, they always listen to me. It's never
What's
been,
like
I've never had to yell
talking
at them.
To you for you? Like, can you give us an example?
Okay, so my nephew, Joel, my friend, Clarissa's son.
Shout out to Clarissa.
Shout out to Clarissa. We love Clarissa. But one time he cut up so bad in the store while we were together.
That's tough, man. That's tough.
And I looked at him and honestly, I just started walking away. I didn't even like.
That's not a talk.
I didn't even.
That's neglect.
Really? I didn't even like.
Oh my God. So you must have been pissed.
I said, you're not doing this today with me. Not with me.
And that's embarrassing.
He got up and followed you in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had to. Because where was he going to go? He's going to sit there on the floor and cry? Or he's going to get up and follow the person that he knows? He's going to get up and follow the person that he knows. The only person that's going to keep him safe, make sure he's good, and give him snacks.
Yeah.
Because if I pull out that fruit snack bag right now, he's going to come to me. So, I don't know. I've just,
so
I've never
just
felt that.
You say, you know what? I'm not doing this shit.
Yeah. No.
And he left.
No. Okay. I'm very patient, though. I'm super patient with kids. Like, I'm going to sit there and be like, you know, have your temper tantrum.
That daughter would test you, I bet.
So what is a stern talking to from you?
Well, it don't take much. It don't take much. But I had to watch how my son responds and my daughter, but how my son responds to me is completely different with her. And I didn't know it. She'd be like, he not listening to me.
That masculine energy is different.
He don't play with me. So I don't have to touch none of that, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a look. I'm just cut out. Sit down. We're not doing that.
Mm.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he get right. Mm. But I've overheard one time, like, her upstairs talking, and I could hear his slick mouth. I've never seen it myself.
Yeah.
So I'm like, control him. That's your son. And she was like, you don't get it. He's not here. But I had to check him. I was like, what you doing? That's your mother. Stop playing. But he'll...
He's nine.
Okay. But he'll be like, I don't got to do... Even if it's something like, go wash. He'll be like, I'll wash later. Like, stuff I've never heard. He won't even play with me like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so... But she's gonna be her match. That's why I say I'm surprised. Well, not surprised, but a lot of women want boys. That's what I hear more often.
Yeah.
But my girl met her match with our daughter. Callie is a beast. Yeah. She a beast. I can just tell the manipulation starts early.
At four.
And it's
God, what's her sign?
It's the fake crying. That's what she does now. And like this.
Yeah, what is
and
her
she
sign?
She falls out. I guess it'll be a Capricorn. Her birthday is still on the 24th for January.
Oh, she's a Capricorn. She's definitely got the manipulation part.
No, she's not. She's an Aquarius.
You said what, on the verge?
What day did you say? The 24th of January?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Aquarius. Oh, that's an Aquarius. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I love that.
What's your sign? When's his birthday?
He's a Libra. He just missed mine. So he's 24th of September. Mm. Both the 24th.
Yeah. Okay, so he's going to be like, he's going to be lying a lot. You're going to catch him a
sneaky.
Lot of lies.
He's sneaky. I was sneaky too. I respect a part of it, as you're thinking. Mm-hmm. So I tell him, like, you got caught. You know, I'm not teaching him live, but it's like, I see what you was trying to do. Mm. I can respect the finesse. don't like when I do that. I'd be like, I won't laugh to him. And I'm like, sneaking, get snacks. It's like, bro, you ain't that. You just ain't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
You know, he'll lie about looking up stuff on his iPad. Like, bring the homework down. And I said, man, okay, do this one again.
Oh, no.
He'll sit there and lie to me. And I'm like, you didn't look at your iPad? Yeah, shut down.
Oh, wow.
Shut you down. Give me that.
I can't wait to have kids.
Yeah. Any preference? Yeah. What would you want?
I want a boy and a girl. I want to name my daughter Zakia. I don't know what I want to name the son, but I want the daughter to be born first.
Ah, big sis.
Big sis. And then, but I have to have a companion. I can't do this shit alone.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, facts.
Because,
baby.
I'm done, though.
What?
I don't want
any more. Wait, that brings me to what I spoke to this person about earlier. Remember I was telling you about the kids? I asked him why he don't got no kids. Mm-hmm. He also said to me, he was like, if I were to have kids at a younger age, I would probably be a loser right now. Because he feels like having kids so young kind of steps you back from certain things that you want to do. Mm-hmm. And when you're being a male, mm-hmm. and he feels like males don't mature as quickly as females. Mm-hmm. He said when he got to his 30s is when he really got into his prime, like more so into his like mature.
When he really started getting money.
Yeah, when he really started getting money.
I can see that too.
So, yeah.
Or drives you. Mm-hmm. That's how mine was. It wasn't planned, but like I was 27. And what it did do is deter me from my personal dreams more, mm-hmm. just to be 100.
Because you have to care for.
Exactly. Now I got to bust my ass for all of y'all.
Exactly.
Really. Yeah, I got help. She's doing her thing, but that provide kicks in to her. I got to be at this job longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give me all 10, 12 hours because I got to get there, right?
Yeah.
Instead of, okay, I'm working, but I'm spending 10 hours at the studio too. It's like I had to just choose. So I can see that. But work-wise, I accomplish what I need to accomplish, you know, but it is, I'm kind of getting into that now. That's why I'm stepping back in, like, doing what I want to do, being a little bit more selfish, even though it's not selfish, right?
Yeah.
So I can see that, though. That's tough.
Yeah.
That kind of makes me glad I don't have kids right now because I have a million things that I'm doing.
Grinding.
And if I had a kid, first of all, I always look at my life and the shit that I've been going through, like, how the fuck did my mother have two kids? With no help, no public assistance, and was making sure we was clothed, well fed, we was never dirty. We always ate well.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, we were good. I always wonder how the fuck did she do this? Like, and then still like maintaining herself as a woman. You know what I mean? So it's like, how the fuck was she doing this? And so I'm like, if I had a kid, like, I don't know how I would do it because I'm paying rents and car notes and this and that. That's and we have a show. I have a clothing line. It's just a lot of shit going on. And I know when I think about my mother had me young, I think about how she never really got to figure out what her dreams were because she had to instantly become a mom.
Yeah. Right.
And then she became a mom all over again with my little brother. So it's like she made that sacrifice for me.
For sure.
And I am just thinking about, like, what would have happened had I had kids early? Like, would I not figured my shit out? Or like...
Yeah. It's one of those things you never know.
There's never a time.
Exactly.
Right?
Like, I think about who my mother would be if she didn't have me.
You talk to her about that at
all?
No. That'd be a dope conversation.
Have you ever seen, like, it's like a meme and it says I think it's how did our parents raise us and how are we now like trying to raise ourselves? You know, like we're trying to raise ourselves. It's hard for us to raise ourselves right now
because
we struggling.
Yeah.
Like this.
So when you say raise, you mean like financially or you mean like internally, what do you mean by raise yourself?
I think that they meant financially in that post because, you know, the
But then I think in our community is a little bit different. Like our community is kind of like with the black people, we get like pushed out faster. And then like the white people, like it'd be like white people, like they could live with their mom in like this big house for like ever. And they like won't have to pay rent.
Until you get married.
Yeah. Like they could just like not have to pay rent, not have to pay car. Like I knew this white girl. I used to work with her at Walmart when I used to work at Walmart years ago. She was like, had to be like 41. Mm-hmm. She anything she needed, her dad would just pay for. She lived with her parents. She didn't have to. She lived in a big ass house. She didn't have
that.
She didn't have to like hustle and struggle. Yeah. Anything she needed was taken care of.
Feel that unsaid pressure.
They didn't push her out the house. It wasn't no. And I just think about the difference. You know, our community. It's like after a certain age, you can't be living with your mother. Even like as a man, it's like
especially a man.
You living with your mama?
What? Right.
Get out of here. Like
that's
brother,
not sexy.
My brother went back home and it was tough for him. You know what I mean? He had just got his master's. Coming back here 2-3 years ago didn't make sense to get a house. He wanted a house, wanted a house, wanted a house. I was like, it don't make sense, bro. It's just mom at the house. Go home. Fight your pride. You got money. You can get a hotel. Do whatever you want to do. Travel. But thankfully, he listened. You know what I mean? Because the economy didn't get better either.
This was recently?
Yeah, yeah. My little brother, he's 28. So, okay. But now he has an apartment. He's doing his thing. He's like, I just can't do this anymore. But I was like, go back home. Bite down your pride.
Yeah.
You feel me? Instead of getting out here, getting in a mortgage rent. That's upside down.
Rent is expensive as fuck. Mortgage is crazy. The housing market is crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jobs is not paying what they should be.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's like they raised the price of everything, but they didn't give. And that's
inflation,
another thing.
Man.
Yeah. That's another thing. And we're going to get out of here soon because we got to go. But what I was going to say was, I went to New York. Did a fashion show for my homegirl. Shout out to Young Hot.
Really nice.
Shout out to T White Customs. But yeah, did a fashion show for my homegirl. When I'm home, that's a very close friend, but I had to look out for my girl. I would never model again.
Oh, you was okay, you was active.
I was active. I was on the runway.
Why you wouldn't model again?
First of all, I feel like a lot of people like to put a lot of credence behind being a model because everybody wants to feel like a bad bitch, and you just have to know your lane. And this is no shade to anybody that wants to model because I think people should do what the fuck they want to do. For me, I feel like my brain is too powerful to just sit there and only rely on my looks. I want to be the brains behind the fucking operation. I don't want nobody ordering me around.
Not just the muse, huh?
Yeah, like I don't want you ordering me around, telling me where to stand, how to walk, what to do. Da, 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 da. I don't like it. I can't be in control of what I'm wearing. I got to wear what you told me to wear, even though I know what looks cute on me. I know what works for me and my body type, but I got to listen to what you want me to wear.
Yeah.
So just things like that as a model, I feel like it just gives like... Just shut up and be pretty for me in my mind.
Yeah, we don't hear a lot of them
we
talk.
Don't care about what you have to say. And all of these crazy ideas I have in my mind and all of this, like, it's all this creativity oozing out of me. I feel like I would be limiting myself to just be a model. And people do say, oh, yeah, you should model and all of that. But I think also modeling is just not about being pretty.
Yeah.
You have to know your angles. You have to know what works for you. You have to know, like, how to take pictures, how not to, whatever it is. Like,
because I've been watching. Posture, all of that shit.
My posture is horrible. I've been watching America's Next Top Model. From since the season one. So I already know a thing or two about like when they used to be cutting them bitches' hair and sending them home. Like, you know, like
and I seen a meme of that. Tyra was that crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
You didn't watch it? Well, why
not
would you
constantly.
Watch it?
Like, I would just see like Tyra like saying crazy shit, but I didn't know it was like
seeing old clips from that today is kind of like, damn.
Is that why she's like away now?
Is this like
no comeback?
I mean,
were they kind of like brainwashing us?
No, this is no. But I think she was giving us a glimpse of how cutthroat the modeling industry is.
Yeah,
and she showed me on that show that it's not just about being pretty. Like people think because you're attractive or because you're pretty that you can model, but you need to know how to walk down the runway. You need to know your angles. Mm-hmm. You need to know how to do this. You need to I don't really know all the logistics, but I'm just saying modeling is just not that. And when you walking on that runway, what I learned was walking down the runway, you have to be conscious of your facial expressions because they're snapping pictures. Mm-hmm. My whole fucking time walking down the runway, I'm tight-lipped because I'm trying to keep my composure because I'm walking down the runway.
I'm thinking about something else, but
I'm not realizing that you have to be conscious of your facial expressions or just certain things that you got to think about. I don't want to do that shit again. I had to do my girl solid.
Pressure.
So I'm good. I want pressure from other things. I want to exercise how powerful my brain is. I want to be creative. I want to be a designer. I want to have a show. I want to be in front of the camera. I want to be behind the camera. I want to do other things outside of just face.
Good experience though.
Good experience.
You being able to see both sides too. Yeah.
I think that all ties into you just being wanting to be a boss in general though.
Like, oh yeah. I am a Leo. Leo gang.
Yeah.
Whatever you need going on. That's why you have your own clothing line. You like, fuck that, I'll hire the models.
Yeah, you created
Yeah. I mean, I model my own shit.
Yeah.
Because that's, you control it.
Yeah. But, mm-hmm. yeah, stuff. But yeah, we got to go. Is there anything y'all have to say before we close out?
I really wanted to get into the support thing that he was talking about last time. But dang. Well,
next time.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's too bad.
But that's thank you for tuning in. I appreciate Anyway, y'all can follow me on Instagram, KIRQUEVALENTIN motherfucking O.
Yeah.
And you can follow me at LAFLEUR.XO.
For sure. Follow me at Derb_100, DERB_100.
Is that your real name?
No, my real name's Chaz. Chazz.
You look like a Chaz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What that mean?
I don't know. You just kind of look like a Chaz.
We got to pay them in. All right.
You tell me to go about it.
Playtime is over, bitches.
Yes.
Did you see that?